From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The police chief of the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina, said Friday the video of Tuesday's police shooting of an unarmed African-American man will eventually be released.
Now that more evidence has come in, it would be a proper time, but right now what I can tell you is the State Bureau of Investigations has the lead, and they have to play catch-up to get to the point where they have all the pieces of the puzzle so that they can then give the fuller picture of exactly what happened.
Chief Kerr Putney also said that an arrest has been made in connection to the fatal Wednesday night shooting of a demonstrator. Meantime, in the U.S. city of Tulsa, Oklahoma, a police officer is facing a manslaughter charge today in the shooting death of another unarmed African-American man. CNN is reporting the officer charged with shooting Terrence Crutcher near his disabled car has received death threats. Residents of Syria's rebel-held city of Aleppo have reported a surge of airstrikes, which local monitors say have killed at least 30 people. Aleppo, the country's second biggest city, has been divided among the government troops, rebel militias, Islamic extremists, and Kurdish fighters since 2012. The Syrian government announced a renewed offensive on the city after U.S. and Russia failed to salvage a ceasefire that had diffused hostilities for nearly a week. U.S. military and intelligence officials are questioning whether Russia has the will or the capability to do anything about the growing crisis in Syria, accusing Moscow of perpetrating a humanitarian catastrophe. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told the U.N. Security Council Friday it needs to send a message to North Korea that nuclear tests such as the one it recently conducted